But we have some serious, this is a serious topic. I can't make light of this. This is terrible news. And we're bringing on Dr. Reef Karim to discuss it. Let me tell you what the news is first. And do we have the doctor on the line? We do. So before I introduce the doctor, I want to talk about what happened this week. This is terrible news. So Bravo has a show called The Real Housewives. They have like 17 versions of it. They have Real Housewives New Jersey, Real Housewives Wichita, Real Housewives Boca Raton, where everybody dies of natural causes at the end. So they have so many of these Real Housewives franchises because they're profitable, because they don't pay any of these reality people much money, because anytime that they want more money, they just cancel them from the show and they bring on other housewives, which is, for Bravo, a genius model. They actually use different production companies for every show, so they don't have to really pay anybody. So it is a money-making thing. But it's sad news out of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. One of the stars, this guy Russell Armstrong, hanged himself. So that's not a good thing. And we want to talk about, you know, did reality TV lead to this, or was this just a crazy guy who decided his time on this earth was no longer? And to do that, I want to bring in an expert, and that expert is Dr. Reef Karim. He's much smarter than Dr. Drew. That's why I wanted to bring him on. And we've all seen Dr. Drew on so many different shows. I wanted to mix it up. So Dr. Reef Karim, he's the founder and director of the Control Center. He's a medical physician, a psychiatrist, and an addiction specialist, and a relationship therapist. He's been on Nightline 2020, Dateline. This is a guy who gets it. And remember, you can be reached at drreef.com. I'll promote his stuff at the end. But, doctor, this is serious stuff. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, cool. So let's just jump in about this sad news. The Real Housewives guy hanged himself. You know, I don't watch the program, but I guess, you know, people start killing themselves off on popular TV shows. It becomes bigger news than just that. So do you walk us through your thinking? Is television pushing people to the edge? Because I don't think it is. I don't think reality TV has anything to do with this. It's just a linkage factor between, first off, so many people being on reality TV that, of course, somebody's going to commit suicide because it's just the law of large numbers. And then also unstable people go on reality TV to begin with, because I was a reality TV contestant. I was on The Apprentice season two back in 2004 before I started working for Donald Trump. So before the radio business. So, doctor, give me your thoughts. Did reality TV have anything to do with his death?
Well, you know, I think we have to look at where we are in society right now. Society has changed. We used to be this society that, as far as you look at entertainment goes, there were specific people that were considered entertainers. They were our celebrities. They were the people governed to be entertainers. Now, anyone can be a celebrity. All you have to do is act out in a certain way or have a specific talent and get in the right casting session. You get on TV. People talk to you and look at you and adore you based on you being you in your life. You don't have to – you could have a skill. Maybe you're a great chef, or maybe you're great this or that, a trainer. But you don't have to necessarily even have a skill if you act – you know, if you act crazy enough or you do something like random and you end up on TV. So what's happening is the average Joe in Omaha, Nebraska, or in Los Angeles, or in some other tiny town is like, I'm going to be famous. And all I need to do to be famous is to be found out by the right person, and the talent people will find me and they'll make me famous. And so what's happening is we have this overstimulated society. We have a look at me type society, combined with the fact that from a capitalistic perspective, reality TV is much cheaper to make than our typical productions and our scripted shows, combined with the fact that there are so many people out there that feel like they can be celebrities and they can be stars. And when you put all of those three pieces together, you've got what we've got, which is this society searching for identification of themselves. And nobody really always knows who they are, so they kind of find themselves on reality TV. And as we know, reality TV is not reality. It's an exaggerated version, a sensationalistic version of reality. And so this is what we're seeing out there right now.
Okay, doctor, I'm going to have to disagree with you pretty strongly here, because I think, first off, most people in America don't want to be famous. I think you're talking about the very small 1% of people who do. And yes, they move out to Los Angeles because it's a human lottery and they're thinking things will be easy and they'll get money and they can act like Will Smith and enjoy a good life. For most people, that doesn't happen. So you have a bottom tier of people who want to be famous but have no talent. So these are the type of people who can be on reality shows. But, Doctor, isn't it fair to say that there's so many different types of reality shows? And reality's been around since, you know, the quiz shows with Charles Van Dorn in the 1950s and then Star Search in the 80s and 90s.